Now, the Ministry of Education has confirmed outdoor education and school camps can go ahead under the red COVID-19 traffic light setting. Recreation Aotearoa is pleased about the decision. With us now, their advocacy manager, Sam Newton. Morena.
Morena.
How do you deal with the red setting at something like school camps?
Well, this minor but very important tweak that has been made and made clear by the Ministry of Education allows outdoor education providers to become essentially treated as an extension of the school grounds if curriculum-related EOTC, that's education outside the classroom, activities are taking place and the venue has been used exclusively by the school. Couple of caveats. Again, it has to be curriculum-based. The camp staff need to be vaccinated and the camp is sole use by a single school or separated from others. But these outdoor education providers, the school camp providers, they tick those boxes already. They're good to go. It's great news for young people and their parents.
Yeah, what happens though if there is an outbreak at a school camp?
Yeah, outdoor education providers are excellent managers of risk. So they have policies and procedures in place to deal with that. Many of them are using rat testing or saliva testing. Risk management is a huge component of what they do day to day, and they're very good at it.
When you say you've got the tests, are they ones that you've been able to get privately? Have you been able to spread them throughout the country?
Oh, that's up to each individual outdoor education provider, and there are dozens, if not hundreds, all over the country, and each have got their own systems in place.
Okay. But I guess something like an outbreak, that could potentially be quite a difficult thing to manage. Would it be inevitably the end of a camp?
Potentially. They have isolation pods in some cases, but each camp is different. But they've had 2 years to work around this and build up towards this point. And outdoor education has been happening. School camps have been happening, lockdowns aside. And these outdoor education camps are good to go.
Some parents, I guess, might be a bit wary about sending their tamariki or rangatahi along to a camp. What would you say to reassure them?
Well, I think school holiday programs and the popularity of school holiday programs now and in previous weeks have sort of shown otherwise. There's a real demand for the physical and mental health benefits of outdoor education, which are really well documented. There's, you know, lesser known outcomes such as resilience building and social skill development. Outdoor education also helps build teamwork and culture within year groups and within schools, increases connection between students. So after 2 years of disrupted schooling, that's really critical right now.
So in a way, your school camp this year is possibly more important than it's been in the past?
Absolutely. School camps are highly anticipated by students. Pupils will be really excited. There's been many things that kids haven't been able to do over the last 2 years. It's good to know that such an enjoyable experience is still available.
Is there any specific equipment or anything that you'd recommend for people who are sending children off to camp soon and perhaps want to make sure they can mitigate any risk?
Well, outdoor education providers will make that clear prior to the camp, but I would assume mask wearing, all the usual protocols would be in place.
Thank you very much for your time this morning on the programme. That's Sam Newton from Recreation Aotearoa.